A plea in a mass shooting case. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. The gunman who killed nearly two dozen people in a racially motivated attack 3.5 years ago pleads guilty.
Patrick Crucius, who killed 23 at a Walmart in El Paso in August of 2019, pleaded guilty to federal hate crime and firearms charges in connection with the murders just weeks after U.S. prosecutors announced they would not seek the death penalty in the case. At the time of the shooting, Crucius published an online document stating his actions were in response to the, quote, Hispanic invasion of Texas. He could be sentenced to life in prison on the federal guilty plea, but still faces the possibility of the death penalty in the state case against him, which has not yet gone to trial. That case has been disrupted by allegations of mistakes and misconduct against the local prosecutor.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. Some good news for residents of an Ohio town bordering Pennsylvania after train cars carrying dangerous chemicals derailed days ago, forcing residents from their homes as fire crews conducted a controlled release to prevent an explosion.
With the full support and backing of Governor DeWine, I'm happy to announce that the evacuation order is now lifted.
East Palestine Fire Chief Keith Drabick, who added air monitoring hasn't detected dangerous levels inside or outside the mile radius evacuation zone. One day after his State of the Union address, President Biden was in Wisconsin this afternoon, accusing Republicans of going after Social Security and Medicare, which drew boos during last night's speech.
Well, I sure hope that's true. I'll believe it when I see it, and their budget's laid down with the cuts they're proposing.
Tomorrow, the president heads to Florida, where he's expected to focus on Social Security, Medicare, and prescription drug prices. The Walt Disney Company says it will cut about 7,000 jobs as part of what it's calling a significant transformation. The cuts amount to about 3% of the global workforce. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A new investigative report outlines a potential link between Russia's president and a downed airliner.
Investigators say there are strong indications Russian President Vladimir Putin had a direct role in deciding to send missiles to pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine who shot down Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 in 2014. Members of that joint investigation team, however, saying they had insufficient evidence to prosecute Putin or any other suspects, and that they suspended their 8.5-year inquiry into the downing, which killed all 298 people on board the Boeing 777 flying from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Los Angeles police say a driver who caused a crash that killed two people during a police chase last week was high on heroin and fentanyl. Oscar De La Cruz faces a murder charge in connection with the January 31st collision in the San Fernando Valley. A rumored combination of two streaming services won't be happening.
Discovery Plus will remain a standalone streaming service as Warner Brothers Discovery merges their streaming products. According to the Wall Street Journal, instead of combining HBO Max and Discovery Plus in their entirety, the new platform will feature HBO Max content and most Discovery Plus content, with Discovery Plus remaining available as a standalone option. The company has decided to keep the lower-priced offering of Discovery Discovery Plus in the U.S. The decision to keep Discovery Plus is part of an effort to avoid risking losing a significant chunk of the app's 20 million subscribers who might not want to pay the higher price to access that content. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
CVS Health says it'll spend about $10.6 million to buy Oak Street Health, which runs clinics that specialize in treating Medicare Advantage patients. I'm Lee Silasera, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.